Hey, grown-ups. Guess what? We have got a whole new podcast. Each week, I am going to read a chapter from the original story, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, by Lewis Carroll, and share it exclusively with our Patreon members. Take a journey with Alice as she falls down the rabbit hole, sips tea with the Mad Hatter, and plays a game of croquet with the Queen of Hearts. To listen, head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. That's patreon.com/girltales and join Team Alice or Above. See you in Wonderland. Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Support for Girl Tales is provided by Tailblazers like you. Come join us at patreon.com/girltales for as little as $1 a month. Thank you to Sarah and her family for joining us at Patreon. Here is a special shout out for the Tailblazers who call themselves Hyper Tayo, Sophia, Sammy DeGuy, and Else 9268. Thank you for your lovely reviews. And thank you to Sarah and her family for joining us at Patreon. It makes my heart so happy to know that you all listen and that you love Girl Tales. Here's a message from another one of our favorite kids podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dan Sachs, a music educator and the host of Noodle Loaf, the interactive music-themed podcast for kids. Each episode of Noodle Loaf is a series of fun games designed to get the kids and their grown-ups singing, moving, and laughing together. We sing echo songs, we play clapping games, and other stuff like trivia. It's a blast. So check out Noodle Loaf next time you're looking to have some music fun. That's really music education in disguise. Shh, don't tell.
Now on to our episode. This is Meditating Maiden by Rebecca Weaver. Rebecca Weaver also works on another podcast called Be Calm on Awei Island. Be Calm is there to help you with relaxation and mindfulness. Everyone is welcome to join Be Calm on Awei Island at bedtime, for a nap, or anytime they need a break. Just search for Be Calm on Awei Island wherever you get your podcasts.
If you take my hand, I'll show you distant lands. Be my mate.
Welcome all. We have a wonderful story today. Settle in as I give you the background. Imagine a faraway land ruled by a queen and king. They're just your average set of royalty. They've just had a daughter, Princess Lotus, and they would like to have a party.
Let's have a grand party to celebrate the birth of Princess Lotus.
Yes, we can invite the entire kingdom.
Well, let's not invite that one weird woman.
You must mean the one everyone calls Wise Woman. Ooh, she is odd. I'd rather not have her at the party. She might curse Princess Lotus.
It's settled. We'll invite everyone in the kingdom, except for the Wise Woman.
The day of the party arrived. Everyone brought a gift for the little princess. The hall was filled with chatter and warmth. As all the guests, except me, settled down to eat and enjoy, that's when I arrived. Congratulations!
Oh no! She's here to curse our daughter!
What? No, I'm here to say congratulations and to bring my gift. It's a book of meditations to help little Lotus learn how to be a calm and wise leader.
Meditations? What are meditations?
Meditations are instruments of self-reflection. They help you relax and...
It's a curse! She wants to put our baby in a forever sleep. That's what she means by relaxing.
Take your book away. We do not want our daughter to sleep forever.
I sighed and left, knowing that there was no reasoning with the king and queen. However, I did not give up. The king and queen didn't pay much attention to their castle staff, so I decided to get a part-time job working in the castle. That way, I could still teach and guide the princess along the path of wisdom. And so, for years, I disguised myself as the castle staff member Pallas, befriending the young princess and sharing with Lotus my wisdom. Good morning, Lotus.
Good morning, Pallas.
I have a present for you. You are ready for it.
What is it about?
This book has many exercises for calming your mind so that you can see clearly and make wise decisions. Practice the exercise so that you can become a courageous and wise leader.
Thank you. I'll get started right away. How should I use it?
Start at the beginning. Practice each exercise for a week, then move on to the next. Lotus excitedly carried the meditation book to her room and read the first exercise. It was a progressive relaxation. From her toes to her head, Lotus tensed and relaxed. After the relaxation, she felt serene. Would you like to try it too? We'll start by relaxing your feet. Take a deep breath in and out. Curl your toes to tense your feet. Now let your toes relax. Now tighten the muscles in your legs and bottom. Hold them tight for a second and let them soften. Take a deep breath in and out. Ball your hands into a fist and tighten the muscles in your arms. Hold them tight for a second and then relax, letting your fingers spread out. Hold your shoulders up by your ears. Hold and let your shoulders float back down. How are you feeling? Take a deep breath in and out. Even more. Now tighten the muscles in your face. You probably look pretty grouchy with your eyes squeezed shut, your forehead and nose wrinkled, and mouth closed tight. Now relax once more. Take a deep breath in and out. Yourself up in a ball, tightening every muscle in your body, and hold. Relax, letting every muscle in your body soften. How do you feel? I hope you enjoyed the relaxation. Now let's get back to the story. From that day forward, the king and queen found their daughter sitting quietly and meditating. However, the royal parents viewed their daughter's peaceful moments as a cursed trance. With each passing year, the trances seemed to happen more frequently and grow deeper and deeper. When Lotus turned 16, after noticing the princess in a particularly long meditation, the queen and king decided that something must be done.
Have you seen Lotus lately?
Do you think it's the curse? She seems to be sleeping more and more.
I think it might be. We must do something.
What should we do?
Well, I think I've heard that most curses are cured by true love's kiss. We should send out a call for all the princes in the area. We'll see which one can break Lotus from her trance.
Prince Logan was the first to heed the call of the king. The king and queen told Prince Logan of Princess Lotus's curse. Then they sent him up to see her.
Oh, wow. She truly is under an evil curse. Look how still and peaceful she is. She doesn't notice my presence or the bird singing in the tree outside. What type of curse is this?
Would you mind keeping it down? I'm meditating.
You're awake! I saved you from the curse? Wow.
What curse? And who are you? I don't recall inviting you here.
You're right. We haven't been properly introduced. I'm Prince Logan. Your parents sent me to save you from this slumbering curse.
Oh, I see. I'm not under a curse. I have studied how to meditate and reflect in order to make wise and kind decisions. My parents don't understand.
So you aren't cursed?
No, not at all. Just learning different strategies to become a courageous and wise ruler.
Well, oh, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'll leave you to your meditating. Would you mind maybe teaching me how to meditate? I need to prepare for ruling my kingdom as well.
I'd be happy to.
Lotus opened her meditation book to the first exercise and shared the exercise with Logan. As the two finished the meditation, the king and queen stopped by to see if Logan was having any luck breaking the curse.
Oh no, Prince Logan is cursed too.
Dad, we're not cursed. We're meditating. Why don't you both try it? Maybe you'll understand better.
The king and queen hesitated, but since they loved and trusted their daughter, they decided to give meditation a try. From that day forward, the royal family meditated regularly, and Princess Lotus traveled their country and through the neighboring countries, sharing the gift of relaxation and peace with all who came to hear her. She would become the wisest and most respected ruler the kingdom ever had.
That was Meditating Maiden by Rebecca Weaver, starring Tessa Flannery and Chad Shanai. Produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell your friends all about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you.